immigrants, and hate. This is Jav Parrish. Monday, I was busy for most of the day helping provide security for the massive immigrant rights march here in Seattle. Organizers were concerned about a steady stream of virulent, anonymous death threats in the days leading up to the march, directed both at organizers and march attendees, and they didn't have nearly enough security to protect people adequately against such threats. Their fears, as it turned out, were well justified. At one point in the march, a car plowed into the crowd. A passenger in the car later called the driver's decision to drive into a street jammed with people a, quote, mental lapse. And, as the Seattle Post-Intelligencer reported in the 21st paragraph of their story, Seattle police reported the total of 7 people were arrested during the march, and those included 5 people for possible weapons violations. SPD said all 5 may have had permits for the weapons, however, and they've been released. That was fairly typical local media coverage. What SPD apparently did not say, but any organizer could have and perhaps did tell any local reporter whom cared to ask, was that the 5 were not marchers, as the PI's story intimated. They were self-identified neo-Nazis. And in the context of the large number of death threats organizers had received, there's only one possible explanation for their having come to the march armed with guns. It was march security that brought their presence to the attention of SPD. SPD also chose not to reveal, and no local media reported, a fact announced from the rally stage later on, that the car incident had resulted in several injuries. Seattle police were reportedly irritated with march organizers because the organizers, all of whom were non-white and most of whom were immigrants, for some reason didn't especially trust the police during the previous April 10th march here. So, among other things, SPD chose not to block traffic at intersections during the first 2 non-downtown miles of the march route along Jackson Street. And then we had a car injuring marchers. Happily, most marchers had no idea all this was going on, and the massive turnout was both joyful and inspiring. But the failure in particular of SPD and local media to report what was apparently a neo-Nazi assassination plot is more than just bad news judgment. It's a fundamentally biased news decision that lets the current wave of immigrant bashers and immigrant hating off the hook. Nationally, these were not isolated incidents. There's a direct line between the blatant misinformation and often racist xenophobia of media icons like Lou Dobbs, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the whole Fox crew, and a wave of rabidly reactionary local talk show hosts across the country, and the actions of our neo-Nazi friends here in Seattle. Connect the dots. There's plenty of room for disagreement on what to do about immigration policy in this country. The current system is clearly broken, with laws not being enforced and cheap labor often being badly exploited. What there is not room for in this debate is epidemic misinformation, xenophobic hatred, and fear of the visible edge of a world that is steadily encroaching on America's bubble. For the entire history of this country, starting with the genocide of Native Americans and the horrors of slavery, this country has prospered from the use of resources that properly belong to others. Now, finally, the world has no more unclaimed territories or obscure backwaters, and it's become small enough that we can no longer pursue such policies elsewhere in the world without blowback, whether it be 9/11 or a burgeoning immigrant workforce produced by policies that decimate foreign economies. We can no longer build enough walls to keep ourselves fully insulated from the consequences of our actions elsewhere. We'd be much better off, policy-wise, not even expecting that we can. And culturally, the world is changing. Get used to it. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.